I'm joined now by Ukraine's ambassador to the United States, Oleksandr Motsyk. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
We heard President Putin say in that news conference today that Russia is pulling its troops back from Ukraine's border. First of all, can you verify that that's in fact happened? And if so, do you take that as a positive sign?
Well, we have heard about that, and we're happy that there is such a statement, but we need not only words but deeds. And for the time being, I cannot verify, but it will be very good if Russia will withdraw its troops from borders of Ukraine.
Putin also did say that he's reserving the right to deploy forces into Ukraine from the east in what he calls extreme circumstances to protect Russian speakers. What's your view of President Putin's intentions toward your country?
Well, first of all, I would like to say that the whole world witnessed the act of aggression of Russia against Ukraine and the gross violation of international law. We are neighbors with Russia. We are strategic partners. We share a history for many centuries, and it's not the way to treat your neighbor, to treat your strategic partner. If there are some issues that need to be solved, it's very easy to, let's say, to talk to Ukrainian government and to sit at the table and to solve the issue, but not to send troops to Crimea, to occupy Crimea, instead of using diplomacy, use force.
Mm. We did also hear President Putin today claim that the military personnel who are now controlling Crimea, he says they're not Russian forces. He called them local defense forces. What's your take on that?
It's not simple true. I will repeat it again. It's not simple true. The fact is that these are Russian forces, and they participated in toppling local government in Crimea.
Where did they come from, these forces?
We don't know.
And do you have an estimate for how many Russian troops you believe to be currently on Ukrainian soil in Crimea?
Well, I would say yesterday my colleague spoke in Security Council, Ambassador Sergeyev, and he mentioned a figure something like 15,000 troops.
Mm-hmm. And you would agree with that figure?
Yeah, sure.
Ambassador Motsyk, I see in your bio that you have spent a lot of time negotiating with Russia on these very questions, the Black Sea Fleet, the limits of the state border, citizenship issues. These are clearly thorny issues and have been for quite some time. And you've seen that from the inside.
Yeah, that's really, I had participated as the head of Ukrainian delegation in many negotiations with Russia. And I can say that that was not easy, but at that time we managed to find a solution to all those issues.
So what happened?
Well, Russia simply violated international law and occupied Crimea. And, the choice of Ukraine was to integrate into European Union, and maybe not everybody is happy with that idea.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem that the international community has come to agreement on sanctions toward Russia, whether or not Russia should be kicked out of the G8. Do you think the Western response has been strong enough? Would you want it to be more forceful?
We really are very thankful to the whole world, and first of all to international community, and first of all to the United States and to European Union for very strong support of Ukraine. And I know that the international community has been working further on this issue, including on package of assistance to Ukraine.
Oleksandr Motsyk is Ukraine's ambassador to the United States. Ambassador Motsyk, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much. Thank you.